Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Long with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2020, and I have two guests in the booth now. I got Chris Barnes, who is the Apex coach, who I was recently on his podcast talking about Apex and CLTD. And then I have Jason Morin, who is from LeanOpsSolutions.com. And we're going to talk a little bit about lean warehousing, right? And,
yeah.
And 3PLs, I think, a little bit. You got some experience
with 3PLs? I've got some background with 3PLs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Chris kind of roped Jason in here and brought him in. So we're kind of riffing it a little bit.
He's the lean guru. He's one of the smartest people I know, specifically in warehousing and lean practices. So.
All right, cool.
Wow, thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us a little bit about your background?
Sure. Been in the industry 22 years, mostly with 3PLs, mm-hmm. Designing warehouses and distribution centers, improving right. them, starting them up, a little bit of a warehouse management system background, okay. and learn to apply, and also do a lot of teaching, learn to apply lean thinking and principles
right.
within warehousing and even warehousing technology.
Mm. All right. So tell us a little bit, I guess, about, you know, lean warehousing. We just talked before we started recording, you know, that yeah. you just think that lean warehousing is oftentimes very much ignored and not embraced as much in the industry. So why do you think that is, and how do you think that we start to get people to embrace it more?
That's a great question. I think most people's understanding of lean is that it's just process improvements,
right.
Which it very much is, the seven waste, value add, non-value add. It's a little bit deeper than that. It's very much about thinking and behaviors, learning cycles, one-piece flow, all these other concepts. Great question. How do you embed it more? I think just through education, talking right. about it. There's a concept called one-piece flow, which comes from manufacturing, comes mm-hmm. from Toyota production system. But right. how do you apply one-piece flow to a warehouse?
Right.
How do you flow your dock, right? Mm-hmm. We're all under the impression that a big distribution center needs a big receiving dock. And mm-hmm. in some cases they do, but in the lean world, that's waste, right? That's right. actually that's an unnecessary buffer that hides problems. We want to flow product mm-hmm. and connect every single process in the warehouse.
Right. You want to have as little inventory as possible.
As little inventory as possible. You know, when you have a lot of receiving doors and a big receiving dock,
yeah.
you can have late shipments, you can receive it on dock, receive it in, stage it, then receive, you know, check it in later on.
Right.
With, you know, a concept like one-piece flow, we want to flow materials over the dock. I don't need as much dock space.
Right.
I touch it less, so there's labor savings. So that's one of those principles in lean, is applying one-piece flow.
Right.
Another one I would talk about with technology is, you might have heard pokey oak, right? How do you prevent, you know, error prevention?
Right.
Very much applies to warehousing. Error prevention is not picking an order, mm-hmm. picking an order incorrectly. We don't want to do that.
Right.
Shipping, leaving something off the truck. It reduces cycle counting, mm-hmm. you know, all of that. There's a functionality. I always use an example called count back.
What's that?
Count back. It's, you'll see it. A lot of these tier one WMS mm-hmm. providers have this functionality where basically very quickly a picker or order selector will count back what's
okay.
remaining in a location or maybe right. on an LPN. It has right. to be quick. And if it's a, say, a pallet of 50 cases, mm-hmm. he arrives there, it calls for two, mm-hmm. the system will say how much is left certain location.
Got it.
That individual should put in 48. If he doesn't put in 48 or she doesn't put in 48, they will maybe prompt them again.
Right.
If they don't get it right, it freezes them up. They call them to a control. They go out there, do a full audit of what's going on.
Right.
That is very much lean, where we want to catch errors as quickly as they happen at the point of use, right? Rather than downstream. Mm-hmm. You never want to catch an error all the way downstream, which would be at your customer, right?
Right.
You preferably don't catch it when it's on the truck or even when it's on the shipping dock. We want to catch it the moment it happens. And that's where an order picker, for whatever reason, may not be their own fault. Maybe something's not labeled correctly, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They don't pick the right amount on the pallet. That is what I would call a system poke yoke.
Right.
And there's design poke yokes. Like, what happens when you, just in general, what happens when you open up the door to your microwave when it's running?
It stops. Right?
It stops. Yeah. That is a design poke yoke, right?
Yeah.
Are people stupid? You know? No, they're not dumb, but we don't think, really. We just prop open the door and it shuts it down. That's a design poke yoke. Same thing. Another example I give people, apparently I'm one of the ones that have done this. Mm-hmm. What happens if you try and pump diesel gas into a non-diesel engine? You pull your car up and you try and pump diesel gas.
I don't know. I've never done it.
It won't fit. You won't be able to pump diesel gas because the nozzle is larger than your gas tank. Again, to prevent somebody from pumping diesel gas.
Yeah.
It's
mistake proof.
Exactly right, Chris. Mistake proofing. Mm-hmm. And building that into processes and building the technology.
Right.
And that's why you see a lot of visual. That's very lean. You see a lot of visual in warehouse technology. So with lean, you see a lot of the tools, mm-hmm. like 5S, things like that, which are important. But it's also really about fundamentally building in the principles and how you design an operation, how you building it into the technology, mistake proofing, flowing product, making problems visible.
Right. Interesting. Okay. So now, what do you think, I guess, as you're an attendee, right? So
correct.
Right. So let's get your perspective on, from a, I guess, a lean perspective, you know, when you're walking around MODEX this year and you're looking at the different exhibits, what solutions are you seeing out there that you think are really going to drive lean a little more? And what kind of trends, you don't have to say any names or anything, but, you know, what kind of trends are out there that you think maybe are not necessarily driving lean in a way?
The warehouse industry, we learn obviously early on, the less touches, the better. So I think any technology that can streamline a process while still ensuring high quality, lean is low cost, short delivery time, high quality. One of the technologies, I think it's still early, but very promising, is this augmented reality, in which it helps pickers or anybody, you could use it for multiple functions in the warehouse. It helps them. It's a little bit of mistake proofing.
Right.
It makes their jobs easier, right? It's visual. Lean is very much about visual because human beings are visual. And I forget the stat, but we process visual images much quicker than we do numbers and words.
Right.
So any technology, I think, that helps make a process more visual, that'll prevent less errors, I think that's very lean. But I've augmented reality, just with the newer generation, the video games, the VR, the mixed reality, augmented reality, still new. And they're, but I was just at a vendor and I was really impressed. They have a, you know, they do voice, they kind of do multimodal voice scanning and AR. Still early, but I think it's got a lot of potential. And I think we'll just see that technology grow and be more integrated into warehouse management systems and other systems.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree too on the augmented reality because I've played around a little bit with the heads-up displays that are out there, like the Picavi and Zebra HD 4000. And I think the one big takeaway that I took from it was not only is the system kind of simplifying what you're seeing, and it's always in front of you, but it's hands-free, right? So you're taking out those extra touches of grabbing the RF gun or grabbing wearable or looking down to check. It's always in front of you. So I think that's pretty lean in that perspective, is you're taking that waste away, right?
That's exactly right. You're not picking up an RF gun and putting it down. You're not staring at a screen a lot.
Yeah.
You're not pressing buttons. You're absolutely right. You're removing all these steps, all this waste. You know, one of the wastes is motion, right?
Right.
If you can reduce any of that motion, you can flow product and flow value more to the customer. You absolutely want to do that.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I just with this newer generation, my friend has Oculus Quest. I think it's just with the gaming, the VR, the AR, it's just going to continue to grow, and we'll see more applications and see it further integrated with, it's even starting to integrate with voice. I mean, voice is around forever.
Right.
Now we're seeing kind of AR mixed vision, pick to vision mixed with voice. Yeah. And they're always, and they're scanning. Mm. And now you kind of have some options as well, depending on your process. Do I want to scan? Do I want to look? Do I want to listen? Mm. And maybe it's a combination of all three. Right. Who knows?
Hmm. Interesting stuff, definitely. So what do you think in terms of, I guess, you know, one thing in closing, since you're a lean guy, right? For the people that are listening out there, what's the one big thing that you say right off the bat you would go into the majority of places and say, like, you could make this one change and it would be a lot leaner?
What I would say, to be honest, is lean takes a very much worker approach.
Right.
All those ideas to improve are with the frontline employees. They live it every day. Your pickers, your cycle counters, the people receiving freight. Mm-hmm. Give them a little bit of training and then coach them to apply lean principles, right? Yeah. Lean is never one and done.
Right.
It's very much an iterative, the PDCA cycle.
Yes, continuous improvement.
Right. Hypothesize like, hey, if we do X, we think this will result. Try it out and then refine it and continue to do it. And it's never a one and done. But I would say invest in your people. If you can get everyone in your warehouse thinking to be able to see waste and think about waste, which you obviously are,
right.
The ideas will just explode, right?
Yeah.
How to streamline processes and your KPIs will improve.
Mm-hmm.
I have found some of the best ideas I've ever heard have come from people on the front line, on the warehouse floor, picking product, putting away product, because they live it every day.
Yeah.
And it's usually the ones that are vocal and frustrated that they're working with a process that's kind of cumbersome and ambiguous and complex.
Yeah.
The ideas are there. You just got to develop them and trust in your folks.
Definitely, yeah. And I think part of the thing of lean, too, is, you know, fix what bothers you, right?
It's absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you get that Paul Akers?
Kevin, yeah, yeah.
2 second lean?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. What fix what bothers you? That's exactly
right. If I can interject.
Sure.
So just a little plug. I did a three-part podcast with Norman Bodek. Mm-hmm. He's considered the godfather of lean. And Jason listened to it, and he helped me concur that lean, what I took away from that interview was lean is very much about the people.
Definitely.
I've always considered it about the process and the profit. Mm-hmm. But when it gets down to it, it's making a better work environment for the people. So.
All right, great. Yeah. So how can people get in touch with you and find out more information about?
So I'm on LinkedIn. You can also, it's lean-ops-ops-solutions.com. You can see my webpage there or just find me on LinkedIn, Jason Morin, M-O-R-I-N.
Okay, great. And Chris, how can people get in touch with
you? Chris at apexcoach.com, or all Apex right. Atlanta.
Okay.
That's all right. Where we're at.
Great, and we'll post all that information on thenewwarehouse.com as well, so you guys can check it out. Thank you guys so much for stopping by the booth.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.